We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As BART this morning highlights the drug abuse problem within the Civic Center station, San Francisco Mayor Mark Farrell plans to announce later today the formation of a special medical team that will distribute a drug to homeless people that helps deal with heroin cravings. For more, we're joined in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, what do we know about this team and about this drug?
Well, what we're talking about here is a drug called buprenorphine, which is sort of an instant way to counteract the craving, like you said, the addiction to the morphine and the heroin that's spreading around the streets. The idea is to have a 10-member team that's going to be going and handing out prescriptions and making the drug available pretty much on demand as they go out among the street people. This is in response to a growing problem around San Francisco, which is not just the use of drugs, but the open use of drugs in city streets and in the BART stations most recently. And it's a good move, I guess. It's not going to hurt. It's going to cost a lot of money, but I'm not sure it's going to solve the problem because, one, you're not sure that everybody wants to take it, and two, there's really the problem right now they're having is that people are openly injecting on the streets of San Francisco, and whether you put cops out there or not, the fact is it's a ticket offense these days, and there's just no way to stop it.
I mean, this thing is like a Venn diagram with a whole bunch of different circles. You got drugs,
yeah.
You have homelessness, you have crime, you have filth, you have, you know, ignorance of the problem, and right at the center of it is some poor schmuck from the East Bay trying to come up out of the BART station
that's
to go to
work. That's a very good point. And I'm going to tell you, what we're talking about here is a problem that has been growing in San Francisco. Part of it's health, part of it's the city policy, part of it's the change in the state laws. I mean, you were surprised if you make possession, use, paraphernalia, under the intoxication of drugs, a misdemeanor, low-level offense, that everybody was going to somehow clean up their act because they would have, and the reverse happened. People
right.
just started using more of it openly. So you have that problem. Then they're not going to change that. And so then you have to send out the cops. They don't know what to do because they're not getting any prosecutions. But at the heart of this is also BART. And for years, what was happening on BART was that what was going on the streets around the station, whether it was vandalism or whether it was drug use or whether it was petty crime or fare jumping, you name it, homelessness, was moving into the stations and onto the trains. And for years, the BART Board of Directors, a number of them, just turned a blind eye to it. They just did. I would talk to them about it, and their idea was, hey, BART's a transportation system, and that's part of society, and they're as welcome as anybody else. That changed because BART started losing ridership, because BART went from being a transportation system of choice to almost a transportation system of last resort.
This is really remarkable. You've made a great point here. You don't have to go back that many years when BART was sort of the Cadillac system.
Right.
And Muni got mocked all the time in San Francisco and AC Transit in the East Bay as, boy, you only do that when you have to. You know, I mean, this is an honest assessment. It's not that way anymore.
No, you use BART if you have to get to work, and that's when it's a sardine can, and that's when the ridership's up. But on the off hours, people aren't feeling safe on it. They say, and they'll openly tell you, a lot of it has to do with feeling safe and homeless. You have vandalism in Richmond, you have the homeless problem in the station, and then you have the drugs and everything in the stations. So now BART directors like Bevin Dufty are getting out there, and even he had to push BART to get the cops are down in those stations, not because necessarily it was a great policy thing, it's because Bevin Dufty went down there with brooms and this morning showed up himself, and that's why they're there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.